Welcome to FYE Chats, an AUS podcast. I'm your host, Erica Payne. Starting university is a big transition that can be a little overwhelming. We invite you to listen in on candid conversations with the AUS community because we want to see you thrive as you begin your first year experience. On this week's show, we're going to chat with Hadil about her first day of university. Hadil just completed her first year at AUS and has a recent perspective on the first year experience. Hadil, it's so great to have you here today.
Hello, Erica. A delightful day to everyone listening. I hope you had a wonderful summer, despite what's been happening in the world. So it's so great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited to start this FYE chat.
It's our pleasure, Hadil. To start off, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Maybe your major, why you chose AUS?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Hadil. I'm 19 years young. I stay at AUS dormitories during the semesters, and I come home to Kuwait during longer weekends and semester breaks. Mm-hmm. I'm majoring in biology, and I chose AUS because I'd always see myself studying abroad and not in my home country. And AUS really was my only choice to fulfilling that dream because It was the closest university to home. Mm-hmm. And I'd never been so lucky to have been accepted at AUS. It's really grown on me, and I really just love the AUS life.
I'm so glad to hear that, Hadil. I'm sure it did take some time for you to settle in, though. You were in the shoes of our listeners not too long ago. Can you remember how you felt that night before your first day?
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. I kid you not, I was so nervous and excited. I barely got any sleep that night. So I just managed to get some shut-eye throughout the hours of the night. But like, I kept jolting awake because I was so nervous I might miss my classes. And in the end, I just ended up waking up at 5 in the morning and I couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh,
so I just made myself a breakfast. I had scrambled eggs, orange juice. And then I just got dressed and headed to class at like around 6:30. And my classes started at 8.
Oh my goodness, that's an early morning. I remember a mix of a lot of feelings on my first day of university as well. It definitely makes it hard to sleep. I think a lot is because we don't know what to expect. Can you walk us through what your first week looked like?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So my first week was actually me just rushing around campus, trying to get to class an hour early. And if I was 55 minutes early, I always considered myself like 5 minutes late. And like I had a lot of hours of breaks between my classes, which was a waste of time, but it also gave me time to kind of catch up on my what we took in the previous lesson and, you know, get to class early. Because, you know, that was like a major thing for me. I did not want to miss any single class of mine, and I always wanted to be early.
55 minutes early is really pretty impressive, but I'm glad you made the most of that time. Now, back to your first week. Did you get to interact with any of your professors? Were you given any assignments?
Actually, we didn't have any assignments the first week of class. First days were just like the professors telling us what to expect from the course and explaining the syllabi. But I did interact with my academic advisor, though. She was also my biology professor. And I wanted to build a good relationship with her because her and I will be seeing each other a lot throughout my 4 or 5 years at AUS. So I definitely 100% recommend our listeners to go and introduce themselves to their advisors and have a good conversation because your advisor is not your one-time semester professor. They're staying with you till you graduate. So definitely build up a respectful and good relationship with them. This, of course, does not mean that you should not build a good relationship with your one-time professors because they're still your professors and should be respectful of them.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, Hadil. Your academic advisor follows you throughout your time in university, so getting to know them during your first week when you don't have a lot of assignments is great insight for our first years. This next question may require some extra thought, but it could be helpful for everyone to learn from. Hadil, what do you wish you had done differently during your first week?
Well, you know what, Erica? It really doesn't need a second thought because I think about it every single day. So I wish I had gotten an undergraduate manual from the Office of Registrar or even looked it up on the official AOS website to just really scout my options regarding registering for classes and, what courses to take, prerequisites. Because I feel like I could have definitely conducted a great and non-stressful graduation timeline, which is now honestly completely messed up because I did a lot of poor choices. Mm-hmm. And another thing, in the previous question, I did say that we didn't have any assignments. I definitely wish I had started studying starting the first week, even if I was just reading through the material, just to have a quick insight on what we're studying and what we're doing. I think it definitely would have been very helpful than just studying on the weekend before a midterm or, a final. Mm. It was definitely stressful first semester, but, I would say it would be nice to say that I managed, but I didn't, so...
Well, you're getting there now, Hadil. And I think that advice of collecting an undergraduate catalog early on is really helpful. And I'll link that in our show notes. There is actually an online version of the undergraduate catalog. And then if we're on campus, you can pick one up for free at Registrar. It's something that you'll hold with you all of your time at university and definitely get started looking over your course sequence early on. Also, your wisdom on studying, reading over your texts for each class before you have assignments is great advice. To close, I'm going to ask a few questions that we love to know about all of our guests. First, what is your favorite part of the AUS campus?
Ooh, tough question. I love all of AUS campus, and God knows how much we've all missed campus during these trying times. I would definitely say the library or the dormitories. I spend the most time in both of those places. Dormitories are sort of my socializing space, my home away from home. And then the library is just where I study, nice and quiet, where I go to read a book.
Awesome. The library has a lot of little nooks in it that you can discover in your time here. So recommend going on the virtual library tour during orientation. Hadil, no matter how put together you sound, we know that everyone has bad days. Do you have an embarrassing moment during your time at AUS?
Yeah, I do. it was on the second day of class, and I was looking for my writing class, and I found it, and I was leaving the language building, and I tripped over the stairs. Yeah, and thank God no one was in the building at the moment. Like, it was a few people who didn't even notice me. So I just got up and left. It was embarrassing. I wasn't hurt, but it was embarrassing.
I'm sure a lot of students can relate with the AUS stairs. They can be tricky sometimes. Mm-hmm. Last question. What is one piece of advice you'd like to share with our first years listening?
I definitely say don't stress too much. You only live your university life once. So, live it to the fullest and have fun. Don't just always be studying. I mean, it's important to study, but not all the time. It's always important to take breaks and break days and just do what you enjoy. And one last piece of advice, never focus on anything but the stairs when you're taking the stairs.
Thanks for that wisdom and for joining us on the show today, Hadil.
I'll be seeing you around campus soon.
It was such a treat to hear from Hadil today. We'll put a link in our show notes to the resources that were mentioned. If you found this information helpful, we would love to hear your feedback. Thanks so much for listening to the show. See you next time on FYE Chats.